But I think, yeah, this is a song that what we were talking about before, it's like everyone's influences are just like smacked in there, mm-hmm. but it never is like, oh, like, why is that person doing that? Or why is that? Ooh. It's just like, ooh, like the songwriting with the interesting beat, with Ryan's really lyrical bass lines, Eric playing all these weird instruments, all these weird keyboards. So I think it's the perfect sort of starter for the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope people like it.
Very cool. Yeah, that is almost exactly what I was saying earlier about how I just view the songs as very like catchy and cool. But once I hear all these like influences and things that went into them, I'm just like, my goodness, I never would have guessed that there's so much that goes into it. But that makes it really cool and unique. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So if someone wants to find your band stuff online or in general, how would they find you guys?
Google Red Scarves Band and then click on our Facebook page.
Or Bandcamp.
Or Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify.
Mm.
So you can just do Red Scarves Bandcamp or type in Red Scarves on Spotify because we're the only Red Scarves on Spotify.
In the United States.
Yeah, our EP is there. So
and our singles.
And our singles there too. So Waiting on the Day is also there.
Awesome, cool. And then for my last question, I always love asking this, and really curious of your response. All right, so if you were to create your own show of opening acts that would represent who you are and what you do, you can pick any acts in the world, dead or alive, as big as you want, who would you choose to play with you and why?
Should we all answer?
Sure.
I forgot their names, but... Whitney.
Whitney?
Oh, yeah. They're coming in on the 7th, on May 7th, and they're coming to Bloomington, actually. I got tickets to that show.
Yeah, Whitney's like you know more about them than I do.
So Whitney is like this Chicago band, actually in the neighborhood that I'm living in, Logan Square, and they are sort of these two guys that are in love with, like, Neil Young, in love with, like, sort of 70s songwriting, but in just, like, has brought it into the world of, like, how can young kids like this music? But it's not like watered down by any ways. It's like, you know, it's maybe it's just because of the fact that they're young that people, but it's pretty faithful to, you know, 70s-esque kind of songwriting. But I guess if I were to have an opener, I would just our band open for Arctic Monkeys. Because I feel like they're similar in a way of, like, you know, mostly upbeat, positive music. It's not like their music is, like, a downer by any means.
Yeah.
But, like, very energetic, high energy. And I think we would open for them because fans of their music would also like our music. So maybe they might not be as a... or talk about their influences as widely as we are right now. But I think as just a live band, we are very similar.
Good to hear that, definitely, yeah.
I think a band that is supremely similar to us is Wilco. They're, me specifically, but I mean the rest of the band is familiar with their work, but they have a very similar approach to songwriting. Like, everyone in the band has an equal voice in, like, what happens musically. While, like, Jeff Tweedy's, like, usually, like, pretty much the main kind of songwriter, like, everyone is always contributing something, like, incredibly original. Like, not one of their songs, like, no two songs of theirs sound the same, like, at all. Like, every song is, like, completely different from each other, but, like, in a way, that's like their consistent, like, that's their consistency, is the fact that everything is different.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd say this band doesn't really, like, sound like us, but in terms of, like, their spirit and, like, how they create music, I think Bad Bad Not Good would be a good opener, because in a similar way, they just, like, they take a lot of these different influences. Like, they're a jazz outfit, who started as like a jazz trio interpreting hip-hop songs, and that's kind of how they got their start, and they've just gone from there. But they, like, bring all these, like, disparate influences. Like, they have hip-hop, they have, like, Brazilian music, they have traditional jazz, they have avant-garde jazz, They have like indie rock, just like all these things into like a jazz outfit, which makes them extremely accessible, but also very like always forward moving and always like making things that are new and fresh. And like the same thing with our group, there's a huge emphasis on individuality in the group. Like each player has their own like distinct style, and like whenever someone's playing, you can be like, oh yeah, that's definitely this person or whatever. So I think even though they're more of a jazz group and we're more of a rock group, I feel like there are very crucial similarities that would make them a good fit too.
Cool.
And I think that for me, I don't know how it would be for him opening for us, but Father John Misty,
I was thinking the same thing.
His mix of pop, rock, folk, soul, are very similar to what we try to do with our songwriting, and I think that'd be really a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty amazing.
He's also a very
crazy.
Capital I individual for sure.
I was thinking Whitney and Father John Misty. I don't really have anything to add. I agree with what everyone said. I like the idea of playing with Bad, Not Good.
What a hard question.
That'd be cool.
That is a great question.
This wouldn't fit, but if we could open for John Mayer's new band, then I would like that would be goals right there.
Awesome.
I'd be like, I gotta jam really hard so John notices me.
Surprised we got this far without mentioning John Mayer once.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So the ultimate Red Scarf show would be Whitney, Arctic Monkeys, Wilco, Bad Bat Not Good, Father John Misty, and the headliner is John Mayer.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like the dream right
there.
John Mayer.
That's the new day of Lala.
John Mayer's gonna guest on Waiting on Day.
He'll play that opening riff.
Yeah. then at the end we'll just go all straight Stevie Ray Vaughan for some reason.
I am in. I would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I would buy some tickets.
Wonderful.